我们下午继续的来学习启示录里面的道。
This afternoon we're going to continue with the book of Revelations.
上一节我们是谈到神的宝座，这个神的宝座是这个神同在的这个真教会。
In the last class we talked about the throne of God, and the throne prefigure a church with God.
那这个教会有神，神就是灵，所以那个气灵是圣灵，不是三位一体。耶稣是神，为了要救我们人，成为人。那圣灵是耶稣的灵，也是神的灵，这不是说三位一体，是神同一位神啊，三个时代不同的显现。所以这个教会一定要神的同在，就是神的灵的同在，耶稣的同在。
And this church should have the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of Jesus, abide. Jesus is God, God is the Holy Spirit, and Holy Spirit is Jesus.
就是教会没有圣灵，罗马书八章九节说，那不是属于基督的教会。
And if a church does not have the Holy Spirit as recorded in Romans chapter 8, then that church does not belong to God.
那么同时有主，他所救赎的人，那么这个人因为工作的关系啊，他分了三位了。一位是长老，一位是佛务，一个另外一个就是四十万四千，那个四十万四千是主耶稣所救赎的全部的信徒的这个数目，但是那个数目是象征性的，不然的话我们真是要现在超过太多了。现在中国大陆信徒很多，不是单四十万四千，单台湾就已经四万多。
And for the sake of salvation, there's elders, there's living creatures, as well as 144,000 members being saved. And this number is only a prefiguration, it's not an exact figure that people, this number will exactly be saved. Because we know that in China, we have more than 144,000 of members right now.
我们上一节有谈到那个二十四位长老是代表一切的长老，也应该包括执事了。那这个完全的教会的长老执事应该是怎么样的？两点，一个是穿白衣，一点是带着金冠冕，就是说行为圣洁，工作忠心。
And what a sort of criteria does the elders have? They should be wearing white clothes and they should be wearing a crown of glory of holiness.
那现在我们看启示录第四章。
Revelations chapter 4 verse 7.
那这四活物各有各的这个形状，有的第一个是像狮子，第二个是像牛，第三是像人，第四是像鹰。
These four living creatures, they have different likeness. First is like a lion, the second like an ox, the third had a face of a man, and the fourth is like an eagle.
这就是说我们这个信徒，我们这个以及神的工人个人的恩赐不一样，但是最好是这个这四种恩赐都能够集在一身了。好像保罗是像狮子啊，也像牛啊，也像人，也像鹰啊。
And this four likeness ischaracteristic that a member should have. For example, Paul himself, he has the character of a lion as well as an ox, a man, and an eagle.
那这个牛我们早上也都谈过了我看这是你公这个牛的表现最好，非常好。
And this morning we talk about the ox, and we see that the attitude of an ox in doing work has the best.
牛不会说被打他就放下工作的，被打他更出力的要把车子拉上去。
And the ox will not just stop working if the ox is being whipped, where it will continue to work.
中国有好多话就很宝贝，好像任劳任怨逆来顺受，这个话都非常宝贝的教训。
There are many very precious Chinese proverbs that talks about the attitude of an ox suffering in humbleness. This Chinese proverb talks about attitude of a person who is willing to toil without complaining. The second Chinese proverb talks about whatever, how you're being treated, you still go on and carry to do what you are doing. And these are the attitude of an ox. And if today, if you're working for God and you cannot accept complaint and rebuke, then you cannot be like an ox. All this need cultivations.
我们台湾那边有一个当财务的，那他当财务的时候就教会有在正在盖这个会堂，那有人就贪闲话了，说这个财务贪财，好像把这个教会的钱呢不晓得怎么样，自由去流用，然后说怎么样，那这些话入到他的耳朵，他很生气。
There was a brother in Taiwan, he was in charge of financial affair, and during the church building, there was some gossip that he's trying to profit from the church building fund, although he doesn't know the actual reason behind it.
他就把这个账簿啦、现款啦、银行簿通通拿到教务那边去，说我不做了。
And he brought all the bookkeeping and account to the church board, and he refused and resigned from his work.
那后来传道劝他说，人家说是人家的话嘛，你没有就好了，主耶稣看着，你何必这样呢？
And the preacher tried to encourage him, saying that these are words from the others. You must just carry on regardless of what they say.
主耶稣为我们，为了要救我们，替我们牺牲啊，在世界上受苦。 被人家误会，被人家骂，他都忍受，啊，那你就一点点这个误会，你不能忍受，不应该的。但是他还是坚持，不要做。
If Jesus can bear with all the criticism, and why can't you just bear with this little criticism? However, this brother, he was adamant not to carry on with his work.
那过了不久，我也不敢说什么了，我也不知道。过了不久，他开这几天车啊。 那个车子撞到这个大树，就这样死掉。And
after a period of time, I did not say anything. But later I heard that as he was driving his car, and his car hit into a tree, and he died from the accident.
我们今天做一个基督徒，做树做人的，都对主耶稣。主耶稣说：“你们坐在暗中，天父在暗中看你，赏赐。”
Today we, as worker for God, we must do it with clear conscience because God see it all in lightness and in darkness.
就人与人关当中这个关系难免有些误会，有时候我们误会别人，有时候别人误会我们。It
is inevitable that there will be some conflicts between humans.
但是要紧是我们没有错，那就感谢主了。But
what is more important that you can do it without with your clear conscience.
不过有一些人的误会啊，闲言你就要放弃。
You shouldn't just give it up because of some gossip.
要像牛，那么要像狮子，狮子就是好像犹大在旷野行军的时候，犹大支派是排在最先的，因为犹大是狮子。It's
just likened to the tribe of Judah. They often were leading in front of the rest of the tribe because they are like lion, and we should be like lion.
犹大最勇敢，所以神也很。 救主就是从犹大这个系统出来的，犹大大卫这个系统。Judah
is one of the bravest, and the descendant of the Savior Jesus Himself come from the genealogy of Judah.
狮子有那个，就是最勇敢，就是什么都走前头。And
we know that lion is the king of the animal, and he's heading in front of all the rest of the animals.
我们在教会哦，尤其这个领导者不要用单用嘴巴，应该走在前头。 给大家跟呢，应该这样子，以身作则。
Today, we as a leader of the church, we should not just pay lip service, rather we should set an example for the rest of the members.
在教会的领导者啊，就是走在前面，大家就会跟来了，不是好像赶鸭的呀，从后面赶，不是的，因为信徒不是鸭，信徒是羊，这个羊很奇妙，羊你不要叫它，你走它跟你。
As a leader of the church, you should walk ahead and you shouldn't be whipping from behind.
就走在前头应该是多方面的。
And as leader walking ahead encompass several points.
我们台湾有个长老啊，我非常尊敬他，他的父亲的时代就很热心。
And I remember an elder in Taiwan, and I admire him a lot because he was very zealous.
长老会啊，他的爸爸一直在长老会当长老。
This father of this elder, he was a elder in a Presbyterian church.
那长老会很尊敬他。
And all the people in the Presbyterian church respected his father a lot.
讲到他不懂中国文。
And he doesn't know Chinese.
他是念那个罗马字的圣经啊，用罗马字拼音的台湾话圣经。
And he studied a translated version of Chinese.
那为什么长老会大家都非常尊敬他？因为他爱心很大。
The reason why the members of the Presbyterian Church respected him a lot because he has a lot of love.
他的孙女是我的亲家婆的，他说他阿公去买菜的时候都带他们去，他阿公买菜都买两份。
And his daughter, his grandson is related to me, and often he recalled great love of his grandfather.
两份都是一样，那一份拿去给牧师。
And he will often buy two share of food, one for pastor.
他不但很爱牧师，弟兄姊妹他都很爱，在长老会的时候。
He not only loved the pastor, he also loved the brothers and sisters in the church.
那后来就他的第二个女婿，第二个女婿我早上讲的那个黄以丽莎长老啊，写启示录那个黄长老的弟弟黄继殿，黄继殿长老就是就古长老的女婿。
And this morning I talk about Elisha Wang, his brother. He is the son-in-law of this elder Wang.
那他在中国大陆得到这个真的是教这个得救的福音呢、啊？当然回到台湾告诉他的未父。
And of course when heElisha Wang, when he received the truth from China, he went back and spread it to his relative.
那他的未父就是用那个罗马字的台湾拼音的圣经啊，一直对照了，他明白了，结果他对的，我以前洗礼不对，啊，以前点水礼，当然会点水礼，还是这个大水洗才对。
And this elder, having been inspired by the truth from Elder Wang, he immediately understand what he has learned from Presbyterian Church was not right and not correct.
以前守先期是不对，要守安息日。
And he realized that he should observe the Sabbath on Saturday.
以前办圣餐呢，让外教会办圣餐，有时候是买那个biscuit， 那个牛奶饼，一个人分一个的，一个这样做的。
And the church he formerly formed used wafer for Holy Communion.
那他查考真的是教会的道理呀、啊，半圣餐要一个无效表，他说这个很对，都是有圣经的根据，所以他明白了，他要来洗礼。
And later on, when he understood the truth that we use one unleavened bread for the Holy Communion, he knew that is correct.
那个时候长老会因为太爱他了，尊敬他。恐怕古长老走错路，受迷惑，好多牧师啊，南北各好多牧师来劝他，叫他不要走迷路，不要被骗。他说真的是要不好了，那个是假先知、假基督一大堆这样子。
And this elder call from Presbyterian Church was discouraged from coming to our True Jesus Church because all the members in his former Presbyterian Church respected and loved him a lot and advised not to be led astray by us.
他查考圣经，他明白，他说我要洗礼，我要到真的是要去洗礼。
However, after when he studied the truth, he understand and he was determined to get baptized.
那最后长老会对他通告了。说你就是要去，真的是要洗礼，要把你开除、除免。
And the Presbyterian Church warned him that if he should get baptized in the True Jesus Church, they will excommunicate him.
你就是要回来，我们用那个俄西酒了，俄西酒抬新娘子的那个轿子，把你迎接回来。
And if you were to want to return, then we even will have a carriage to bring you back.
古长老他说：“你们把我除免啊。”我不是离开意思啊，我去今天是叫不是离开意思，我是更亲近的事的。你们把我开除有什么作用？啊，耶稣接纳我，他就来洗。那长老会真的把他开除了，除免。
Elder Cole replied to the Presbyterian Church saying that even though you excommunicate me, I'm not leaving Jesus. I'm going to True Jesus Church and getting closer to Jesus.
或者长老会的牧师他们自己都争论起来，说国长老犯什么罪，你要把他开除。我们教会哪一个爱心比国长老大？那么他真的是教会牧师离开是吧？实际上良心上，他更亲近的是吧？我们长老会还比不上真的是教会，明白道理的牧师他这样说。
Slowly there was dissension among the people and the members in the Presbyterian Church stating that on one hand, there was so much, we shouldn't excommunicate somebody who's so God-loving like Elder Cole.
那台中啊，就在他的家开始做家庭聚会，这是台中真耶稣教会的开始。
And the churches in Taichung started from the family service of this Elder Cole.
那个时候啊，慕道有很多，因为真的是刚传去台湾，轰动起来，很多外教会的人要研究道理。And
at that time, there were a lot of true seekers coming to seek for the truth because when the first time when all truth was spread to Taiwan, it caused a great stir.
那到郭长老家里台，郭长老要接待啊，有时候就一早就来，就中午还要在那里吃饭啊，下午还研究道理啦，你要给他吃中饭嘛。
And he will welcome and have to be hospital to many people who come to his house to study the truth.
我因为我们教会的过去，我懂得多少了，所以我这里一些过去的事情，我顺便讲一讲给你们听。
I know a lot of things of the past, so maybe I'll share with you right now here.
那自己厨房也没有那么大，然后煮20个、30个人的饭。
Even his kitchen is not very big, but he could even prepare meal for 20 to 30 some members who gather at his house.
就带去餐厅吃。去餐厅。
He also brought them to the restaurant for meal.
20个人、30个人，有时候40个人，都带去餐厅吃。Sometimes
he will even bring 30 to 40 members to the restaurant for meal.
那他的大女婿也是长老会的执事啊。
And his elder son-in-law later on also converted from the former Presbyterian Church to our True Jesus Church.
黄章老师他的第二女婿。
And elder Huang was his second son-in-law.
那他这个大女婿探他的未婚一起做工了，他们当木匠的。
And this elder son-in-law worked with his father. He is a carpenter.
我有一次告诉他父亲未婚了。 说爸爸,
and he one day talked to his father-in-law.
如果都准吃饭,
he says that there are so many people that we have to feed.
我们没有那么多钱招待他们啊,
we don't have so much money to feed them.
他说没有关系, but, 一些虾呢来, 然后在餐厅不要虾呢, 虾呢是欠账了, 他说餐厅老板说要给我们欠账, 慢慢还吧。
And he says that's okay because the restaurant owner allows us to sign our credit.
那后来教会无论做什么事情，他都举手，最先举手，哈利路亚，我奉献一半。无论什么，他都举手奉献一半。Elder
Cole will always put up his hand because he's always zealous to offer everything he has.
要开灵恩会呀，要预算多少经费，哈利路亚，我奉献一半。要开礼拜堂，拜第一间礼拜堂，哈利路亚，我奉献一半。
Whether that's evangelical service or build, church building fund, he always say, Hallelujah, I want to offer half of what I have.
就是好像狮子一样了，不怕的，什么都不怕。
He's likened to a lion, he's not afraid of man.
很信心的，很信心。
He's filled with faith.
后来就他这个大女婿告诉他爸爸，我们家里没有钱，你什么都要一半，要怎么办？
And so this elder son-in-law always says to his father-in-law that our family is so lacking money. Everything you have to offer half, what should we do?
青年人不会这样说，主耶稣就要救我们，为我们牺牲性命。我们把全财产奉献给主耶稣，都不能报答他大恩的万分之一啊！那老人家这样说。
And he said, young man, what we have offered is nothing compared to Jesus having to sacrifice his life for us.
他什么都最勇敢了。 什么都很勇敢，奉献都很勇敢，好像狮子都走在前面。
He is filled with courage. When it comes to offering, he's also like a lion. He's often in front.
那我们话讲过来，感谢神啊，神纪念他，祝福他。
And thank the Lord remembered and blessed him.
后来他的儿子就是第二个国长老了，他在日本读书回来。
And then his son is another elder Guo who came from Japan when he finished his study.
他告诉孩子啊，说爸爸以前去青年之教会的，那长老会把我出院。
He told his son who just returned from studying in Japan, saying that I have been excommunicated from the Presbyterian Church.
那你已经是大学生，爸爸不勉强你，但是爸爸告诉你，真的是教会才对。
And now you are a university student, just graduated. You can think for yourself. I will not force you, but I want to tell you that only True Jesus Church is correct.
所以他要回去日本读书的时候，专程到上海总部去研究道理。从台湾啊到上海。
And that time before he go back to Japan to study, he make a special trip to China to study the truth.
因为当时总部就在上海。
Because the headquarter is in Shanghai.
那他这个儿子以后的国长老，他在上海受洗礼，他明白就在上海受洗礼，黄浦江。
And this son, Elder Guo, when he understand the truth in Shanghai, he later on got baptized there.
那他这个儿子就是第二代国长老，叫郭顺明长老，和他爸爸一样很爱主。
And this son of this elder Guo become the second generation elder, and he, like his father, also loved God zealously.
爱主都有爱主的原因呐、啊。
And he
爱主都有爱主的原因、啊、
And he has his reason for loving God.
他明白耶稣救他，明白耶稣啊医治他的病。
He know that Jesus has saved him and healed his illnesses.
就过第二代的古长老，因为回到台湾做事业做得太过劳，后来生病。
And then later on, this elder Guo, he was seriously ill.
现在的人啊，为着对这个事业太过拼命啊。以致失去健康的相当多。实际上，健康比钱要紧的，所以不要说为了赚钱不留意自己的健康。国长老就是因为思维的关系，他身体弄坏。
And because this elder Guo has overworked, his health was ruined, and it's like today a lot of us overwork and our health is affected. And health, in fact, is more important than making money.
患了很严重的肺病。
And he was suffering from very serious lung disease.
当时三十多岁啊，就是皮包骨头，很瘦。他的人就是看到骨头没有看到肉的。
He was only 30 years old, and he was very weak and frail.
他不但肺病，他的肠啊，也结合喉咙也是，所以他讲话讲不出来，没有声音。
Not only
那吃东西不能消化。
Not only he's suffering from lung disease, his stomach as well as his throat has, is also seriously infected.
他对公司说，我没有办法了，有事情不要来找我，看我已经死掉了，好了。
And so he told his company that do not come and look for me because now I'm about to die.
那他就要离开台湾了，去日本疗养。
So he was about to leave Taiwan to go to Japan to seek for diagnosis.
结果五十多年前的事情，当时肺病没有药。
At that time, 50 years ago in Taiwan, there was no cure for lung disease.
那因为恐怕在路上没有人照顾不行，后来我同他一起去日本，我们一起买车票。我当时穿掉了，我当时是打算要去读书了。那我们离开台中。坐火车要去基隆，但是国长老还没到台北，脑贫血，那就在台北火车站下车，那去看医生，医生说不会坐船，所以他公司的经理就去基隆把我们的行李押回来，把我们票退掉，是这样子。
At that time, I have to accompany Elder Kuo to go to Japan. But before we even get to the airport, we stopped by at Taipei because he was seriously ill at that time. And we even had to cancel our air ticket.
那从此, 国长老就在台北一个会老的疗养院啊，在那边住的三年，在医院三年。
And since then on, this Elder Kuo has to be hospitalized in the tuberculosis hospital in Taipei for 3 years. Because he was suffering seriously from tuberculosis. And because of such certain emergency, I have to accompany and look after him. And it's because of that I was contracted from him. As you know, when the person has tuberculosis, as when he coughed, he will spread the germs in the air, and it was contagious, and that's why I contracted tuberculosis from him. Nobody was taking care of him. At that time, I have to take care of him, and I cannot go to Japan to study.
那我说我19岁患肺痨啊，吐水，就是看可能是这样子了，不然我爸爸妈妈都很健康的，不然吐水。
As you can recall, that the other time I talked about, I suffered from tuberculosis at the age of 19. I was healthy, and I think perhaps I got this from Elder Kuo.
那我 天天吐水吐到我真的没办法了，啊，我一眼也写好了。那个时候台北教会也把我送到国长老的医院去，所以我也到那个医院住了70天。And
I vomited blood for many years, and in the end, Taipei Church had to send me to the same church, same hospital as Elder Kuo, and I stayed there for 70 days.
大概国长老他也知道啊。 我的肺病可能是被他感染的，所以他以后很照顾我。Elder
Kuo also knew that I contracted this disease from him, so later on he took care of me also very well.
那他三年后比较好了，不是完全好，他的肺病很厉害，不会完全好的了，就出院三年以后，满三年才出院哦，住院住了那么久。When
the 3 years was up, he was discharged from the hospital.
他回到台中，他的家是教会的斜对面的，很近。他回到台中先去礼拜堂祷告，感谢主。And
when he returned to Taichung, back to his house, which is opposite of the church, he immediately went to the church to pray.
感谢主耶稣保护他平安回来。And
thank the Lord Jesus that he has guided him peacefully to return home.
以后才回到他的家。And
then later on he returned safely.
他是很有智慧、很有名的人，他后来当这个福伦社的会长。
He is a person who is filled with wisdom, and he was a president of a certain council.
那个时候都在Club啦，啊，福伦社的会长，那时候有写一篇文章啊，在那个福伦社的刊物，都在Club。
Rotary, and he was editor of this Rotary Club.
大概意思是这样子，他说我今天活着是耶稣给我活着。And
he wrote that in this publication that today I live because Jesus allowed me to live.
所以我要为了耶稣活着。And
so now today I have to live for Jesus.
他还把那个内容写出来。And
he even kept that content of his writing.
他说以后耶稣帮我赚的钱，他说大半意思说最多的部分呢。
And if God allow me to make money, I'll offer all most part of my money to church.
再来要用在帮助孤儿、老人、孤儿和老人。
And next, I'm going to offer money to help the orphanage and the senior citizen.
再来要用的就是教育方面了，一个奖学金了。
And then also I want to offer to the field of education in terms of scholarship.
帮助那贫穷的好的青年去薪水多一点事。
So to help those poor youth who can use the money for education.
真的他这样做。
And indeed he went ahead and do all this.
台湾现在最大的孤儿院啊，就是国长老他们经营的，那个本来是美国人的，他把它接收起来。他说我们台湾的孤儿，我们台湾人有办法救了，美国人过去救贫穷的国家的孤儿。
And the largest orphanage in Taiwan is which was formerly run by the Americans, now was taken over by Elder Kuo because he thinks that as a Taiwanese, they are able to fund their own orphanage.
我们台湾公园的一个总会哦，现在那个新的总会的前身就是公园路的总会，想象就知道那个建筑多么大。那礼拜堂好大，礼拜堂很大。
And our church, the former International Assembly building is a very big one.
盖那个大楼啊，那大礼拜堂、神学院啊、总会啊，那个古长老他们的公司的信徒奉献的。
And when we built the new church building, most part of the money was being offered by the company of the Elder Kuo.
他的公司，比如说他叫屏东的汽车公司啊。干部啊，像总经理、董事长啊，干部都是信徒啊。那么古长老说啊，我们信徒都奉献十分之一了，所以要发薪水的时候，十分之一先扣起，先扣起来啊。但大家同意了。
And most of the employee of this Pingtung Car Company are also members of our church, so whenever they have their income, they will often immediately have it deducted for the tithes.
No, 古长老他是当台湾总会的财务。
Elder Kuo, he was a brother in charge of financial affairs.
他就把这个十捐了，当然是总会的名义啊，存起来。
So he took all the tithes of this offering from the employee and he collected them and saved them.
他很有眼光，他看很远。
And he has far eyesight.
他知道将来啊，没有盖大会堂不行了。
He's far-sighted. He knew that in future, it's impossible not to have a big church building.
那这些钱就是记载银行利息不多的。
And the interest from this tithes is not much.
他要把这些钱呢、啊？去用在投资是他的公司的投资。
So instead of just putting them in the bank in saving account, he invested this money in his company.
但是他对这个总会代表会声明了，万一失败他负责。
And he also, of course, he warned ahead that if it's in case of any failure, he'll be responsible for the investment.
至少付这个银行最高的利息还给总会。
And at least he will return the interest to the International Assembly.
因此呢，他们奉献那个十一捐呐，感谢神呐、啊，神的祝福，他的事业很顺利吧，所以钱一直增加起来。因此盖那公园路那么大的，那么现在的钱呢是不得了，那么大的这个建筑物啊，都没有募捐呢，没有对国教会募捐了。
And thank the Lord, God blessed him as well as the money that he has collected. And with that money, he's able to help to offer to build this current new church building, which is the General Assembly of the Church in Taiwan.
他爸爸爱主，好像狮子都在走在前面，他也是一样，很勇敢，凭着信心和爱心。但是多种多说啊，少种少说，神一直祝福他。
His father is like a lion. He loved God a lot and walking ahead of members, and he's also like his father.
我们请看《哥林多后书》第九章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第九章第六节。第九章第六节。
2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse
6. 这里说少众的少说啊，多众的多说，这话是真。这里所说多众是多奉献的意思。
Here it says that when you sow means that you offer.
奉献多，耶稣祝福多；奉献少，耶稣祝福少。
The more you offer, the more God will bless you, and the last you offer, the last blessing you
receive. 我们要用信心讲道，有的人就是没有信心啊，什么都不敢，什么都不敢，都不敢出地，不敢走在前头。实际上神，一切在神手中，所以我们不但对工作要走在前面，奉献要走在前面。
We must be like a lion and be brave. A lot of people are afraid to offer and to do work.
说起来很感谢神啊，主耶稣祝福我们温哥华教会这个礼拜堂啊，很这个礼拜堂这个很特别的这种建筑啊，非常漂亮。
We thank the Lord because in Vancouver Church, this structure is very different and is, indeed is very beautiful.
我上一次来的时候，我就听到说我们那个厨房不会用的。
Last time I could recall that before our kitchen cannot be used.
因为我知道，我想接触来大概已经有新的厨房了，但是一来看呢，还没有。
And this time I came, I thought there would be a kitchen that is ready for use, but I look at it, but it's still not.
那洗手间也不够了，应该。
And also I think that the washroom is still not enough.
啊，我就问弟兄说，怎么样啊？有没有打算呢？他说：“这个买教堂的钱还没还清呢。”
And I asked the brother, "What is the plan? What's the plan of the church?" And he replied that we are still paying off the mortgage for this church right now.
我以为是已经还清了，都还没还清。但是这个要怎么办呢？你们要用信心、爱心呢、奉献。
And I asked this question. I think you.All of you should treat this matter with faith and offer with faith.
你不要怕说我这个奉献去好像投在这个水沟里面。
And
你奉献的是看着，也是会祝福你的，信心多种多收。
You shouldn't be afraid when you offer, thinking that your money will be just throwing in the air. But what Jesus here says that when you sow sparingly, you also will reap sparingly.
事实上，第一代的国长老，第二代国长老啊，他们在奉献方面呢、啊，都是像狮子，都是走在前面。神一直祝福他，国长老才很了不起啊！但是他大部分都用在教会啊和救人的方面，他给孩子的很少。
Taking the example of Elder Cole, he's like a lion when he's offering. He always offer with courage.
所以说像狮子，我说你这方面的工作走在前头，也是狮子就是了。
And that's why I think that in this area, if we can offer like a lion.
那么像人就是像人，就是说。现在有句话说人面兽心啊，现在的人不像人啊，脸孔是人啊，心里比禽兽还凶啊，这个人是真人啊，真人有神的形象。
Here the man this living creatures say is likened to a man, but it's not like a man today who is actually a beast inside.
我们要做一个真的人啊，像亚当还没犯罪的那个才是人。
We must be like a true human, like Adam before he sinned.
那么像鹰啊，这个鹰是百鸟之，这个鹰就是鸟当中的王一样。
And the eagle itself is likened to the king of birds.
鹰都飞得很高。
And we see that eagle can soar very high in the air.
这个地球最和其他的飞鸟来比，它飞得最高啊！我们要鹰一样啊，我们的心要向上。像保罗说，我们要思念上面的事，不要一直被这个地球吸引，一直这个追求这个地上的事。我们要追求上面的事，好像鹰啊，高飞。
And compared to the rest of the bird, the eagle can soar the highest. Among the rest of the bird, and we should be like what Paul said, we have to think of the matter above and not be caught up with things on the world.
我们看第四章，启示录第四章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 4.
第四章第八节说，这四活有六个翅膀，那这个他们呢，作为不住的在称赞神，他有六个翅膀。
Here it says that this, in verse 8, each of the four living creatures had six wings.
那这个翅膀的事情，我们来参考以西结书有很好的教训。
And regarding the truth of the wind, we can look into the book of Ezekiel.
看以西结书第一章。
Chapter 1.
以西结书这里也谈到活物，那我这个活物也有翅膀。
Here Ezekiel also talk about a living creature, and this living creature also has wings.
第一章的第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
这个翅膀啊，彼此相接，行走并不转身，巨国之王前行。到二十三节。
Until 23, verse 23. 10 to 23.
常常以下活物的翅膀之长彼此相对，每活物都有两个翅膀遮体。这个翅膀啊，是为了飞的，好像鸟没有翅膀飞不上。
The function of the wings is for to enable the birds to fly.
那普通鸟是两个翅膀，它六个翅膀。
And normally a bird only have two wings, but this living creature has six.
有六个翅膀表示它很会飞啊，飞很久也不会疲倦，有办法继续。
And it shows that this living creature can fly very well, and it will not get tired.
所以这四活物是很会飞的，啊，也就是说对工作啊，就是很有力量的。
And this six wings prefigures that this creature can work with strength.
那这个翅膀有两个遮体，这个遮体是把自己的身体盖起来，
and
不要把让别人看到他的身体。
This for this living creature, there was two wings that cover its body, not allowing other to look at the body.
这是一种谦卑啊，不要显露自己。
And the two wings when it covers body is, symbolize humility, not to boast about oneself.
我们人有一个骄傲性啊，都喜欢啊显耀自己，扬自己。
It's a human nature to be boastful, often trying to show off your some part of yourself.
但是这四个活物是遮盖自己的身体，自己的每一点不要给人家看到，也不要扬出去。
But this creature, he especially covers his own body, not to show it its beauty.
第九节，它这个翅膀啊，这活物的翅膀彼此连接，又不转身，就是一直前进就是。
And also in verse 9 it says that each one of the creature went ahead and not to turn the back.
就是神的工人啊，就彼此连接是一个联络，我联络你，你联络我，这个很重要，就表示同心。
And when these wings, they touch each other, and it's likened to us today as holy worker, we should work with each other, heart to heart.
团结就是力量，所以魔鬼对这个教会啊，就要破坏信徒的团结同心。
Because unity is strength, and that's why Satan likes to destroy the unity of the church.
但是这些事后这些工人，他们都连得很好，彼此连接。
But all these four living creatures, they can touch each other and join each other very closely.
也是前进没有退后的。
And they also move ahead and not turning back.
所以我们对这个启示录的四活物，在参考以西结书这个活物啊。看起来我们晓得这个四活物的表现非常好。
So as we were studying these four living creatures in this revelations, we can see their attitude are indeed the best.
其实可以说教会啊，不但是传道人啦，应该教会的领导人员应该能够都最具备这个四活物的美德。
And not only the pastor, the leaders,But the members, well, they should all bear this beauty of these four living creatures.
不但有属灵的智慧，
not only do they have spiritual wisdom,
不但对工作忠心，
not only they are faithful in their work,
彼此之间都很同心，
they are all very common in accord.
都不为你出头，谦卑啊，遮盖自己。
And they are all very humble, not wanting to boast of themselves.
又看回来第四章启示录。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 4,
第八节
verse 8.
启示录四章八节说，这个四活物座位不住地在祷告。
And in verse 8, it also talks about these creatures, they, for day and night, they never stop praying.
说起来祷告是一切的这个力量的来源。
For you
know, 我们要多力量，要祷告和神连接起来，那神的力量就变成我们的力量。所以做神工啊，说起来，你没有加上祷告，你不会做好的。 你的工作要多到功效，一定要对祷告多用书讲。
But we know that strength, prayer is the source of strength, and it's only through prayer that God's strength and human strength can come together as one.
所以这个启示录对那长老很简单的描写两点，对这个四活物就是写的非常详细，就对我们非常宝贵的教训。
And this truth is indeed very precious to talk about the elders as well as the four living creatures.
那这个四活物长老之外还有144,000人。
And besides this, elders, the living creatures, the Bible also talks about the 144,000 members.
44章第一节。启示录44章第一节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 14, verse 1.
44章第一节说，我又看见羔羊站在锡安山，同他有144,000人，都有他的名和他父亲的名写在额上。那在这个第三节记载，他们呢，在宝座前，并在司祭物和众长老面前唱歌。所以这个神的宝座旁边有司祭物，还有24位长老，还有44,000人，他们都在宝座那边。
So before the throne, there were four living creatures, the elders, as well as the 144 members.
那就44,000人，外教会的启示录解释大部分都是说诅咒以色列人多久的数目的，就是我早上讲的那个7年大灾的最后，他们说以色列人会信耶稣，一共有44,000人，他们这样说。
And other churches they explain this 144,000 members as those Israelites who will be saved.
可是我们看这个第三节，这44,000人从哪来的？是从地上买来的，那44,000人，从地上买来的，从全世界救出来的啦，就不分了种族了。
But we read in verse 3, these 144,000 members have been redeemed from the earth. These people being redeemed from the earth, they must not be segregated as different ethnic groups.
所以这个44,000人就是。从人类当中救出来的全部的数目，但是这个数目不是照住的数目的，这是神所预定的这个完全的数目。
This 144,000 is only a symbolic number, not the actual figures of who will be, how many will be saved.
那么这44,000人先完全的这个已经达到这个完全的地步的这个信徒。
This 144,000 is the complete numbers of the members that's to be saved.
看第四节，他们的内容是怎么样的
？In verse 4,
这些人未经沾染妇女，他们是同性。这句话意思不是说结婚是不干净，不是这样意思。这个是表示性质好像保罗说我把你们好像一个童女啊做给耶稣，性质。这个44,000人的选民，多久的选民呢？第一，他们圣洁的。
These 144,000 members, as in verse 4, they are holy and they did not defile themselves with women. Being defiled themselves, not defiling themselves with women, does not mean that they don't get married. Rather, it means that they have to be, they are godly.
第四节的下半句，他们。羔羊走到什么地方，他都跟到什么那个地方是绝对顺路的。
And they follow the lamb wherever they goes, and these are the perfect members.
不管路好走不好走，耶稣走到哪里，他都跟到那里。
Regardless of how the path is, wherever Jesus is, they will follow.
我们今天信耶稣要跟耶稣走啊，那跟耶稣走，耶稣走到哪里去了？耶稣走到十字架下去。耶稣走到十字架上去啊，那你看当时使徒啊，跟耶稣啊，耶稣被抓去的时候，大家都远远的看耶稣，不敢靠近十字架。那就羔羊走到哪里，他们要跟到那里，就是说连十字架上我们要跟去的意思，不会半途离开耶稣的啦。我们有的信耶稣啊，受洗不到几个月就离开了，好可惜的。那当然，这样的人都不要救了。 这个是四万四千年是多久的？为什么他们能够多久？因为他们呢、啊，绝对的跟从意识到底，不离开意识的了，不管路好走不好走。
好，
这样的人才有办法多久？
How do these 144,000 members being saved? The reason they're being saved is that they have continued to walk with Jesus.Till the end, and where does Jesus go? He went until on the cross, and today, as follower of Jesus, we also have to walk with Jesus towards the cross.
第五节
verse 5.
他们的口中插不出谎言，就说他们是情思的。一个人情思不情思啊，就言语很重要。所以这个插不出谎言是非常情思。我们做人呢、啊，这个情思很重要。基督要实实在在，不要骗人。
And these 144,000 members, they are without lie, filled with honesty.
最后一句一讲不尽的，他最后一句说没有瑕疵的，没有瑕疵，说一点缺点都没有。
And lastly, they are blameless. Being blameless is that they are without.
所以保住住座位的这些信徒啊，不管是长老，不管是传道啊，不管是信徒，都是已经达到最高的。这个灵情，那么这些就是真教会，这些就是心情保住啊，将来要被提到天国去。
And whether the pastor, the elders, or the members, they have all reached the pinnacle of spirituality, and all of them will be able to enter into the heavenly kingdom.
所以保住是作为这些三类的信徒给我们非常好的教训。我们当长老就是的，应该像那个二十四长老；我们当传道的。尤其当传道的应该 所以我们也感觉很亏欠了、我们还不到那个程度，我们 要跟着这个四活物的表现，那我们所有的弟兄姊妹要我们跟着这个四十万四千人的表现。
And the elders as well as should be、should pursue to be like the 24 elders in the Bible as, and we members should pursue to be like these 144,000 members recorded here.